Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. Today's episode is a special program dubbed Tour of African Gastronomy Talk Series, where featured chefs of UNWTO's Tour of African Gastronomy Journal speak to us on their culinary journeys. My guest today is Mr. Flavien Joubert, former head of the Seychelles Tourism Academy and a seasoned chef. Mr. Joubert takes us on a tour of a very spicy and tasty Seychelles culinary. He points to collaboration and partnership as ways to help bring out Africa's diverse culinary offerings. So, Mr. Flavien, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Kajol. Thank you for having me.
How have you been keeping in Seychelles? The sunny and beautiful.
Well, we've had a lot of rain during the past couple of days, even yesterday as well. But now it's clearing out again.
Ah, okay. Oh, excellent. There we go. Now, let's just go straight to our discussion on African gastronomy. And as a pioneer in Seychelles, in Africa as well. Do you think that we've not given a lot of, value for our gastronomy industry?
Yes, indeed. Indeed, Kojo, because even myself, sometimes I'm embarrassed because I've been in this trade now for over 40 years, but it was only after my tour of Cyprus, Europe. It was very late, I think it was in 2002, that I started having connections with African gastronomy. I mean, apart from the Seychelles, that was Kenya, Zambia, and Malawi. This is where I realized that, oh my God, we've been hiding, or are we hiding our gastronomy? We have so much riches to offer. And when I found out, this is what motivated me actually to start writing books.
Okay, no, that's excellent. Now, I believe that for people like yourself and your experience, you were very happy to see that the UNWTO had started the Tour of African Gastronomy book, which you were featured. And then subsequently, they're having the African Gastronomy Month that we had a conversation last week. Give us a sense of what you contributed in that book, where you talk about the master of Seychelles.
Seychelles being a French colony and then becoming a British colony, our cuisine actually was always put at the back, So it was always French cuisine, it was the British cuisine, and the Seychelles cuisine, which is, of course, an African cuisine, was put at the back. And then when we started with the Chefs Association, actually we started with the Chef Association a long time ago. It must have been about 30, 35 years ago. And we had some French chefs helping us. But we actually specified that we would like our young Seychelles chef to learn the local gastronomy and the gastronomy associated with our roots. I mean, this is Africa. But at that time, I did not know much. But right now, with the development of all the chefs and all the gastronomies that we are seeing, I went to South Africa as well, and in Johannesburg, and I was invited by the Chefs Association of South Africa. And the amount of gastronomies, delicacies, African produce that I saw, I said, oh my God, we are, I can say, number one on this planet with so much to offer.
Ah, okay. No, obviously, 54 countries with diverse culinary experiences and culture, we should definitely be the one topping the gastronomy sector in the world. Now, can we zoom in on Seychelles gastronomy? What is the real Seychelles gastronomy? What is it that people ought to know about the gastronomy of the Seychelles Island?
Well, the Seychelles Island gastronomy is a mixture of African gastronomy, the Far Eastern gastronomy, and a little bit of the French gastronomy. Our gastronomy is more or less like the uh, main gastronomy on the main African continent, which is very spicy, very spicy, very tasty, and a lot of vegetables. But here in the Seychelles, our main item that we eat, of course, is fish and seafood. So therefore, our gastronomy is we can say being maintained by our seas, which surrounds the Seychelles. So it's a lot of grilled fish, a lot of fish curry, a lot of fish stew, a lot of like kebabs, like the Moroccan kebabs, but very, very spicy. And we have a lot of chutneys, which we make from shark and very large fish, you know. We have the grilled mackerel, then we have the octopus curry, we have all the clams. So it's a multitude of gastronomies, of delicacies from the seas. But of course, we also eat a lot of poultry and game. And when I say game, we have the fruit bat, which is a delicacy here in the Seychelles. But they are not very small. They are big ones. Huh? They are like they are like pigeons. No? And we also eat beef. Of course, we don't have lamb, but we import a lot of lamb. We have a lot of pork, and so we have a variety of dishes, very spicy, which we call the Seychelles culinaries. But I can actually tell you a little history, Kojo. Back in the old days when I was a kid, in Seychelles, we used to eat fish 7 days a week and meat only on Sundays. So the specialty was a specialty of meat on a Sunday. But from Monday to Saturday, it was all fish. But we enjoyed it.
Wow, that's another history that I've picked up today. Having fish all days and Sundays like a sacred day to have a meat. That's quite interesting. Now, with your experience, obviously, as a chef and also, working through the ranks of tourism, gastronomy, culinary, author, writing, etc. How do you see, or what is your assessment of Seychelles gastronomy by tourists or travelers when they come to the island? How do they appreciate it?
Well, at the beginning, all the big hotels, they want to showcase, of course, their international cuisine. Fortunately, the last government put a lot of emphasis on the local cuisine, the Creole cuisine, and the new government, which came into power last October, is also following on these footsteps. So I can see that it is a leading, it's playing a leading role in our tourism marketing at the moment, because most of the hotels, apart from offering their French gastronomy and international cuisine, Seychelles cuisine is a priority. And most of the restaurants are now coming out. And if you go to the little takeaway shops or street vendors, you can see that these are the real Creole food that they produce. And what I've noticed here in the Seychelles now, a lot of these big hotels are taking examples from the street vendors, you know, because the big hotels can produce the Creole food in mass, but it's not tasty. There's something missing. So a lot of big hotels now are actually calling on grandmothers of families, grandfathers, or people like me to come and help, just to put the finishing touches, which is the taste. You know, that little finishing touch, which is the taste, is very important. So, and then there's a lot of, they made a sensor, to try and see how the Seychelles cuisine go down with the international tourism, and a survey. And they did it 2 years ago, and they did it last year, but they had to stop. And I was watching the television for some of these old programs, which they are now putting it back because of the COVID. Everybody's staying at home. And I can tell you, all the tourists actually who were interviewed gave the gastronomy of Seychelles a very big plus. And one of the reasons a lot of returning clients say they return for the Creole food.
That's very exciting to hear. Now, as an educator, and you know, like I said earlier, the world of experience, we can't even talk about it here. Do you think that we've done enough to make even gastronomy or culinary or chef or jobs within that sector appealing to the youth, for people to you know, have the desire to, you know, to be able to work in that sector? Because often than not, for my generation, sometimes when people said they were pursuing gastronomy, chef, and you know, all of that, even for the parents, they didn't accept that. Okay, now from your position of somebody who've gone through the ranks to be, you know, at the top of your career, and also as an educator, how can we help you know, let our parents and even Africans themselves understand that this is that job that is not just an ancillary job somewhere else?
Yes, indeed, Kojo. Actually, for the last 40 years, I think this is what we've been trying to do. Because even here in the Seychelles, if you tell your parents during those days that you want to be a cook, your parents associated it with in the old days when you had all the British people staying in the Seychelles, and the parents were working for them to do their cooking and taking care of the children. So a cook in Seychelles, when I even first started, it was like a domestic worker, you know? So it was, your parents did not want to hear the word, you know? A cook or a waiter or a barman, you know? And during those days, it was taboo, you know? And of course, with the development of tourism in the Seychelles, we started with careers counseling, and we started showcasing the advantages of being a chef. But even now, we're still having a lot of struggles, you know, with our youth, because it's a hard work. I mean, you know yourself, you have to work night and day, and in these hot conditions. But what has been happening is we have done a lot, but I don't think we have done enough, because we still have a lot of youth who still believes that a cook is a domestic worker. And we still have parents who still feels that my child to be a cook is not a real career. But here in the Seychelles, there's a lot of programs that we are doing. There's a lot of talks in schools, a lot of talks on the television, and even the priests in the churches are talking about Seychelles tourism being our bread and butter. We need to have the cook to cook the bread. So everybody is putting out the messages. It's still going to take a while, but it is coming up now. It is coming up. But I can tell you something as well, Kojo. You know, I was very surprised. You know, I went to China. I was in Shanghai, in the Shanghai Hotel School. And it was in a culinary, you can say, program. And the Chinese chefs, they were teaching the Chinese students French culinary cooking. So the Chinese were speaking their own language, but they were using the French culinary art, like découper, pincer, découvert. And I thought, oh my God, I thought, this is China, you know? But you see, I think a lot of countries, it's not only Africa or Seychelles, I think a lot of countries feels that the French gastronomy or the European gastronomy are more superior than ours. But we need to change this kind of thinking, this way of thinking. And there's still a long way for us to go.
Okay, good. Now, let's just reverse back again to your time at the Seychelles Tourism Academy. In fact, when we had a chance to speak to you, and I mean, when we were in Seychelles, you told us a lot of things that the institution is undertaking, you know, to ensure that it meets the demanding, you know, standards required for the sector. How was it living there after years of working in the STA? How was the experience like?
Well, You know, before I joined STA, I used to be the principal of the first French culinary school here in the Seychelles. It was called École Hôtelière de Seychelles. And I spent 10 years there before I went in the business world as a general manager of a five-star hotel. Then when I came back to the Seychelles Tourism Academy, when I started, I was supposed to stay for about 4 years only and then hand over to somebody else. But I overstayed for 14 years, you know? And we have done quite a lot and very well because we are accepted by the Seychelles Hoteliers Association. They actually made the Seychelles Tourism Academy a member of the association. And this shows the support that they have. But after leaving the academy for 14 years, I mean, I could have stayed further because the new government wanted me to stay for another 2 years, another contract. And actually even the new president of the country is a colleague, is a working colleague, because when I was the lecturer at the École Hôtelière, I was a French lecturer, that was about 30 years ago, the new president was a lecturer there as well. He used to teach family life and family values, you know. So, but I told them that I need to go because I've got other projects, you know, life is very short. So, but the 14 years I've spent, I think I've given a lot. We've done a lot. We've put the hotel school on the world map. And I think it is very important that I move out now to do other things, to continue to contribute towards the education of our youth going in the tourism industry.
That is where we begin the conversation now again. Now that you've left now, because we know you're an author as well, and a writer, and been writing a lot. Take us through some of your publications and your latest, and what you seek to do with that.
Well, I've written the four books. I think if you Google books by Flavien Joubert on Amazon, you would see that they are advertising two now, but it will be on sale by July. The other two, maybe much later, but it's been published. So I've got four books now. I've got a contract by my publisher for me to write another three books. Actually, one book is based on vegetarian cookery. This is nearly finished. The other book is also a cookery book for kids, whereby they can go in the kitchen with their mothers and the whole family can go in the kitchen, whereby they can produce nice little pancakes, cupcakes, little risottos, you know, little things that the whole family can join in the kitchen without too much hassle and without accidents. And then my third book actually is a book. It's not a culinary book, but it's a book about my experience working in the civil service. You know, it's a serious book, but it's not going to be written in a way to make anybody angry. You know, it's just my own experience, how I saw my work and my services as a civil servant, what I've contributed and what I've gained and the challenges which I faced. It's a little bit similar to the one I wrote about the refugee, my last book, which is called The Refugee. This one is written based on my experience as a refugee during the Cyprus War, where I spent 3 months in a refugee camp.
Wow, such a fascinating journey of yours. What what other things do you think, apart from the promotion, how are you looking at gastronomy, not just in Seychelles, but in Africa in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, there's a lot of young chefs coming up. I mean, after hearing all my colleagues here talking about what they're doing at home, and also having a lot of contacts now with my colleagues in South Africa, Kenya, Malawi, and even Zambia, you know. I can see that we are on the way forward, because Kojo, in Africa we produce so much food, because even now here in the Seychelles, with the COVID, we find that the fishermen cannot sell their fish, they cannot sell their catch, because there's so much. So now the government has restricted them to fish on a rota basis. Today you go, tomorrow your friend go, because there's so much fish and it's very cheap now. Vegetables on the market are very, very cheap. So food sensations at the moment, they are very, very cheap. I mean, we are very small, but now can you imagine countries like, like on the main continent, Africa, Kenya, Zambia, you know, all these countries, South Africa, the amount of produce that they are producing, even Mauritius, you know. So I can see our chefs now developing new gastronomies based on the old roots of culinaries, you know. So I can see our chefs putting forward new culinaries, new dishes, of course, with our produce. So I can see that Africa will develop our culinaries very, very well, and we will go very far in the next 10 years.
Okay, as we wrap up our conversation, do you think that the main tourism boards and the gastronomy players should be talking to each other in the mall? Because sometimes there's a disposition that they look to be working in silos. As someone who really worked within this, I mean, in fact, it's one family, but at some point in time, you begin to observe that they're working at cross ends, you know.
Well, Kojo, I think I don't want to praise Seychelles that much, but I think in Seychelles, things are a little bit different, you know, because even the my last cookery book, actually, I didn't have a chance to give you a copy, but I will make it, a must for you to have a copy. It has been written in conjunction with the CEO of STB, Mrs. Sherin Francis, and actually she actually sponsored the book, and also she wrote the foreword for the book, you know. And I mean, apart from the photographs of the dishes, what we have done, we have not only promoted the dishes. Just show you if you can see it here. You see?
Yes.
In the booth, you see? So what happened is you have shots of Seychelles and the dishes as well. So the book I've produced is not only a culinary book, but it is also a cookery book. And this we have done working together with STB, Seychelles Tourism Board. But on the on your question as well, I can see that in Seychelles it's working very well, because the Seychelles Tourism Board also put a lot of emphasis to the hotel school to teach the students Creole cuisine while teaching them other cuisine as well. So our culinaries are playing a very important role in the development of tourism here in the Seychelles. I can say that we are on the good track, and the STB is really playing and promoting the culinaries of Seychelles as part of the promotion of the tourism of the Seychelles.
Where can our listeners reach out to you, whether on your social handles, your website? How can we pick some of these thoughts, either via your book, on where are the avenues that we can tap some of your knowledge?
Well, because I have just opened my office, so you can see my office. I have just opened my office at home, but very soon I'll be moving to town. And when everything is settled, then I can send you the links. But what is important also, Kojo, for me to let you know, to tell you, even though I've moved out of the hotel school, you know, I've been approached by some investors. They are based in Dubai. Actually, I'm going to Dubai on the 20th of this month. And they've asked me to be the facilitator to build a school here in the Seychelles. It's not a hotel school. It's a normal school with kindergarten, primary, secondary school, secondary classes until A-level classes, you know. So we've already done the project memorandum. I'm working with an ex-principal of an international school, hotel school, who's retired as well. So he's helping me. We've done the project memorandum, and it has gone to head office in Dubai. And on the 20th of May, I'm going to Dubai to meet my boss in the head office for us to do the business plan now, because it is a private school, and also the nominal role where we how we're going to pay the staff and everything. Then when I come back to the Seychelles in June, my boss will be coming to the Seychelles for him to meet with the president and the vice president, the minister of finance, to see if Seychelles will accept to have this new school on paper. The president has told me, yes, Flavian, but it's only the word of mouth. You know, we had a little conversation. So it's a very big project. So I just wanted to share that with you as well. But we'll talk in future, and then I'll let you know how we're moving. So it's a very big project.
Mr. Flavian Joubert, thank you so much for your time. And it's been a wonderful conversation, throwing more light on gastronomy, especially on the island and in Africa, as well as your own journey into that sector.
Thank you, Kojo. Nice having you.